So you're not, obviously not participating in Dry January or whatever they call it?
No.
No.
Not yet.
Well, yeah, I mean, to all you guys that are tuning in that are participating, I really I hope you guys do it, and I hope you guys maybe even go one more than 1 month.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. More power to you. I, you know.
Yeah, there's more bar stools open for me and Tab now, so that's really nice. Thanks, guys.
I need a break, but not in January.
Yeah, January. January's a good month, but I don't know about you, but for me, it's a very hectic month.
It tends to be. I don't know why. Yeah. It's cold. If you're not from the Midwest, maybe you don't care.
Right.
But
right. We get snow, which yeah. We haven't had yet, but I heard there might be snow coming up.
Yeah, to next week, I guess.
Yeah, get out your sleds, people.
John won't leave the house.
No, I don't like snow.
He doesn't.
You ever see me drive in snow?
I know.
Oh, dear God. I can't drive already. It's pretty funny.
Well, you have a long commute, too.
Yeah.
I gotta longer go out than
to,
me.
Go out to the Waukesha area.
It's more about everyone else on the road that scares me when it snows.
Oh, it's...
Because people don't slow down. You just have to be smart.
Yeah.
Slow down.
Bunch of morons. Turn...
Yeah. Especially when you're turning, just turn slow. Yeah, if you're coming up to a red light, mm-hmm. Slow down.
Yeah.
Faster or sooner.
Sooner. Yeah. Like kind of
so you don't skid into the car in front of you.
Yeah. Well, that happened quite frequently. I mean, you have to learn somehow, and might as well do it by thousands of dollars of damage.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know, but. You know, speaking of car crashes or wrecks, you were voted to be the thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
In Milwaukee. The biggest thing, the best thing.
It feels like it.
Oh, my God.
It feels
God.
Like an eternity.
I know.
It was like 4 days ago.
Yeah. And it was over, I'm guessing, I don't know the numbers, but I heard it was over 100,000 votes that were brought in.
Yeah.
Yeah. The people have spoken. There was,
Milwaukee Record, our local independent publication online,
yeah,
did a best of Milwaukee of 2023, and I was a write-in vote that I wrote in myself, which is a little pathetic, but it was a joke with me. It was a joke with me and a couple of my other friends. It's like, look, I'm beating this guy. Look, I'm beating this guy. And I'm going to beat the Wolverine, and then Milverine.
Yeah.
And then I was going to be done with it. And then my buddy Corey and Nikolai and Jake kind of took over.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, now you're in the second round, and there's no more write-ins. So then I went up against the Milwaukee weather guy.
Yeah, you had that weather guy that you were up against.
And then, yeah, I told John about it and told a few other people about it. I'm like, and we kept powering through.
Yeah, we got to beat that weather guy.
We beat him. We whooped his ass.
We whooped his ass.
I don't remember. And then there was a bookstore.
Yeah. The
public museum.
Independent bookstore, which I tell you, that was kind of hard for me because I do like the Lion's Tooth.
Oh, Lion's Tooth is great. Yeah.
Great place.
Yeah, please support them. They're awesome.
Yeah.
It was hard to vote against them, but I mean, you got to do what you got to do.
Right, man. I'm telling you, power through.
The public museum, that was the hardest one.
Yeah, that was
it was us against everyone, basically.
Right.
We stood our ground.
I tell you, that was...
Yeah, well, I had so many people saying, posting about that and camp, like, just like online, just like, everyone vote for Tab Man. And people I haven't heard from since high school. It was wild.
No kidding?
Yeah, it was crazy.
Oh, that is wild.
It was like reaching out, like, yeah, vote for Tab Man. I used to know this guy. It's like, whoa. Cool, thanks, man.
I love this. Yeah. I saw a little bit of it on Facebook.
My mom. Elena's mom, everyone was like,
they were jumping on.
They were reaching out to everyone they knew, like, you got to vote for, Tab. And
this is awesome.
Yeah, it got wild.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I know, after you had won, mm-hmm. Maybe you're the one that, you know, I mean, your first hand, you saw this, and you were there. But it looked like Bremen had a little bit of a thing for you.
Yeah, they were campaigning hard for me.
Man.
Appreciate that.
It's so crazy.
They named me the regular of the month.
I don't know if that's a good thing, though, but good for you.
I embrace it.
It's so much fun, man. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so we definitely got a celebrity amongst us here on One Kind Radio.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that is wild. That's so wild.
Went way further than I thought it would go.
Well,
and apparently I'm getting a plaque now. So.
Are you getting a plaque?
Yeah, they said they're making me a plaque.
Oh, my gosh.
It's going to look good in the dip and sip.
Yeah. Oh, right my here, gosh. Right I can't wait. Oh, my gosh. You got so many cool things up in here. I'm trying to think. Yeah, I guess it would have to be right next to Keanu Reeves here.
And Andrew WK.
Yeah. What a good spot for it. Jeez, I'm so excited now. And congratulations.
Yeah.
Because you really brought the whole community together, which is crazy. But yeah, really, really fucking cool, man. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to kick things off right here.
Yeah.
You know what? We haven't done this in a long time. Let's just kick it off with one of our callers that called in. This one is calling from Sabra. Left a voicemail on the OKR hotline.
It's a good way to start it.
Yeah.
Everyone will shut it off right away.
Let's see what...
Love you, Sabra.
Let's see what Sabra has to say, and then we'll play her request right here for you on One Kind Radio.
Play I Was Made for Loving You by Kiss. Any Kiss song. Gene Simmons is my dad. I'm Lady Simmons. Nice to meet you. My first name is Persimmons.
I was made for loving you, baby. You were.
Yeah, too windy in there.
It's too windy either. Oh, man. Well, you know, just before that was Canadian Rifle right there.
We were recording. Yeah. Okay, that's fine. Yeah. Did I say anything offensive?
No, okay. We're good.
All right.
Canadian Rifle right there with their song Over the Brink. You can catch them live on the 13th, Saturday the 13th, with Wailer, which I don't think they've actually performed since like 2018, 19. Wailer. You remember them?
I remember them vaguely.
It was years ago. But yeah, they're back playing a show, Canadian Rifle, which I mean, my God, them, and they've been playing forever.
I love
forever.
Those guys. Yeah, man. We're old buddies with them.
Fucking good times. Yeah, get on out to that show. It's over at Cactus Club on the 13th. And then just before that, I thought I'd play Soup Boat with their song Big Pink. Which is off their self-titled EP, came out not that long ago, which I must say is actually, we're going through like different songs and albums that have been released for like this past year, and that actually showed up on Harrison's list, so I was like, well, okay, put a little song on there by them. But yeah, Big Pink is the one I picked off of there. Speaking of records,
yeah.
Just before that was North Warren with their song In Circles. They'll be performing on over at Bremen Cafe on Friday the 12th with Static Palms. And yeah, you and I were talking about our One Kind Radio holiday cards that we sent on out.
Yeah.
And you said that you went on over to Lilliput Records or whatever?
Yeah, well, they asked me to sign up for an account. And I was like, yeah. They're like, your name. I'm like, Tab Connard. And they're like, oh, yeah, we got your Christmas card. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? I didn't send out any Christmas cards. And then it occurred to me, and he pointed at the wall. He's like, we got it on the wall right here. I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot we've drunkenly filled those out.
We filled all those out, yeah.
After the last episode.
It was, yeah. Oh, yeah, I think it was actually was it the first time we tried to record that we did that?
Yeah. The first night that we had to scratch.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
The forbidden episode.
The forbidden episode, which is backed up. But
yeah, so you can stop asking to hear it because we're not going to release it.
We're not going to release it. Not going to happen, stop. Guys. Stop trying to get a hold of us about that.
Let's see if we can recreate it here.
We definitely can. Yeah. We're doing the wet January. Get a little bit of...
Maybe I'll do dry February. It's shorter.
Dry February. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait. There's an extra day in February, though, this year.
Was it leap year?
Yeah, it's a leap year, baby.
Oh, crying out loud.
Doomsday.
Okay, good.
Get ready.
Get ready.
Cheers, everyone. Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Here's to another great 2024. No, well, not another one.
It's
the first one.
Oh, dear God.
But here's to another great year.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in. Here we go.
Drink your hands. Drink a shot. Cheers.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm sitting there and I'm actually kicking it back with a Corona.
I know. You see that fridge?
It's
full of hams.
Yeah, I know.
You brought over these giant Coronas.
Yeah, 24 ounce.
Yeah.
You know what I love about this is that in the states that I have lived in before, you couldn't really go to a gas station and buy a 24 ouncer and then just be on your way.
Well, you can in the burbs. Yeah, at your work, you can.
Oh, yeah. You can't do it here in Milwaukee, though. Yeah. Strange. I don't understand why they're...
Weird rule.
Such a great idea.
But you can't buy beer at gas stations in the city.
Yeah. Well...
There's a liquor store in every block. It's nothing that matters.
Liquor store? There's a bar in every block.
That, too. Yeah. Multiple, sometimes.
Fucking crazy. All right. Well, you know, let's get back to more music here.
All right.
I think I'm going to play a little something for you right here. This is from Social Sig, another great band actually from Milwaukee here that came out with In the Pocket. Nice little release there. I'm going to play the song Pizza off of it. Because that Connie's Pizza you made right there, that kicks ass, by the way.
Yeah, it's from Chicago.
Chicago.
Thin crust, though. Not,
yeah,
not that weird pizza cake you guys
pizza
like. I like it too, but only once in a while.
Every once in a while, yeah. I gotta watch my figure.
Right.
So
health nuts.
Health nuts. Look out. Health nuts for the new year. Let me have some of this beer. Right here for you. Here is Social Sig. Mm-hmm.
October, growing older sounds alright. Getting cozy in our corner cabin, lazy days up north. Back to work again on Monday, couple months till my first tour. Well, those were days when me and you would watch the Star Wars saga.
Christine, my favorite song of 2023 is Taste by Graham Hunt, if we're not counting Taylor Swift songs. Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right. Oh, man. Yeah, and hot sauce really rules, man. That's really good. I like it. Cheers.
Good with beer.
Yeah, it's good with beer. You know what else is good with beer? That was Dusk right there with their, you know, that's their wonderful name, Dusk.
Dusk.
Dusk. Pretty awesome. Off of Glass Pastures. Another great album of the year, 2023.
Really great.
It's a good album. Really, really good. Well, well-written album.
So should have been called Dusk again.
I know. Oh, man, that would have been so awesome. We talked about that, though, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Your previous show. Oh, man.
I'll never let it go.
It's so good.
It's my favorite song on the album. Just call it that. Jeez. Glass Pastures. I like that name, too. Mm-hmm. I get it.
You get it. It took you to tell me what the hell it was, and I got it, which is pretty awesome. But yeah, great fucking album right there. And then just before that was Christine's pick with Graham Hunt right there with his song Taste off the release Try Not to Laugh.
Yeah, I love it. I haven't listened to the whole album all the way through yet, but I got really amped up for it, and I went back and listened to a bunch of his old albums.
Yeah.
The last few solo albums.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Because they're always really good from start to finish, and yeah, I need to remember to sit down and listen to the new one.
Yeah,
this week. I heard the other single.
Did you?
Yeah. Well, Graham, you released the album like at the very end of the year. Now you can't get in. This is the only end of the year list you're making it.
Yeah, you better. Can you believe this?
Yeah, everyone else puts theirs out like a week before.
Yeah.
New Year. It's like, you gotta wait until the year's over, guys.
Yeah. What the heck?
What's wrong? What's wrong with
you? Yeah. There's gonna be something coming out right at the last day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no, that's great. Yeah, I'm gonna have to delve into it as well. I mean, it's always been fun to have play anything from either his solo work or whatever bands he's been in. So it's pretty good. Not too bad. I'm glad we had a couple songs right there. And then, obviously, we got a lot of great music coming your way. Once again, we're going to play you something here. Another local band.
A few more songs?
Yeah, just a few more.
All right, let's do it.
Why not? You know, we got Barely Civil with their song Coasting Mostly, which is out right now. You can catch them live as well as with the Hatchets on over at Cactus Club on the 19th, Friday the 19th. The Hatchets are having an album release party that night. So, yeah, get on out. Support great independent and local music on over there. And here's Barely Civil right here for you on One Kind Radio.
We'll be right back.
right. Well, that was Force right there.
Yeah.
Fucking amazing, amazing little demo at that with their song No Funeral off of that
demo.
And
they just kind of came around last year.
Yeah. It just came out of nowhere for me, because I didn't even know that this was like being done. Like,
yeah, Sam mentioned it a few times and like that it was in the works, and I was like, that's going to fucking rule. And then it did.
Yeah. Fucking ended up ruling. Yeah, I think, strangely enough, I think of the bands that I've seen the most in the past year was your band and them. Force.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, I saw Robots.
We just started playing shows.
It's pretty damn amazing.
We'll be recording this year.
I was gonna say, you missed out on last year. I was wondering when I was coming out.
Yeah, we're working on it right now.
Fucking A, dude. That's fucking sweet. Oh man. Well, just before that was World in Action. That's another amazing band right there. Yeah. I was really happy that was introduced to me in this past year with their self-titled EP, I guess. I think it was like 2-3 songs or something. Like 3 songs, I think.
Yeah, one of my new favorites. I need to get out and see them, though.
Yeah. Gotta get out to a show. They tend to happen to be on a lot of bills for benefits.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Which is really cool.
Yeah. I know they just did a Packers halftime at Cactus.
Yeah, I was over there for that.
Cool.
Yeah.
I think that was the week we were at the game.
Yeah, you guys were at the game.
Yeah, we were at Lambeau.
Yeah, yeah. which was actually pretty fun for you, I'm sure.
Yeah,
well.
And they're not a cover band. Otherwise, they could probably play at one of the bars or across the street from Lambeau.
Yeah.
If they learn some Cars songs and...
Louie Louie
and the Bears Still Suck.
Oh, yeah, I gotta know that. Oh, man. But yeah, you know, another fine band that came out with some really, really good stuff right there. And always, as always, we try to bring you more and more great music coming in from local bands, especially that were releasing albums from last year. And let's talk about Sex Scenes with their amazing release called Fed Up.
Yeah, definitely one of my favorites of the year.
Man, so fucking good.
Just snuck in there at the end of the year, too.
Yeah.
Finally got, you know, a Sex Scenes record with Sarah singing. It's
It's way better than Zach. I love you, Zach. I love you. I'm just saying, it's a whole different animal.
He better listen to this.
Yeah, he better listen to it. Yeah, no great stuff right there. I just played the song The Harder I Try off of there. And then just before that was Bad Crime, who was another band that caught me by surprise here. I believe that didn't they play with you guys?
Yeah.
I think it was Bremen. I think.
Yep.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's off their demo right there as well. Everybody's got their demo. They're just releasing demos. Everybody's releasing demos. It's awesome that they're doing it. Right, I love it.
Let's get a record out next year, guys. Yeah. All you.
So many great
bands.
Yeah, and their demos are good, for crying out loud.
Yep.
Oh, man. Well, that was their song called Hang, which is off of their demo. Check it out on their Bandcamp page. And once again, thank you so much for tuning on into One Kind Radio. These are the bands that we felt had like a big impact on us. I know there's probably a few more that
there's a million more. These were the most personal. We can't do this forever, but we'll
check them out on their the links provided on our page. You can get on over to their Bandcamp page, check out them live. Sex Scenes and Bad Crime, once again, I mean, that was great hearing their music, but go see them live on the 27th over at Cactus Club. It's going to be one hell of a bill, to tell you the truth. I couldn't go into all the other bands that were on it. I was just, I grabbed that just last minute and saw both of them were on there, and I was like, you got to go to that show. So yeah, the 27th, Saturday, over at Cactus Club. Go see Sex Scenes and Bad Crime. And I know I brought this up earlier in the show. We're going to have you play something.
Yeah, we're gonna close with something not from 2023.
Yeah,
see, I just went record shopping the other day, and then I got an old copy of Pretty Hate Machine by Nine Inch Nails.
Fucking rules.
Still sealed. They're like one of the like earliest records that I heard, like in high school, that had a huge impact on me. And John and I connected on that for a minute, and he told me this insane story. You got to talk about that for just a second.
Just a second. Yeah, when I was going to college, I had a friend of ours. Nobody had a car except for this guy, but he had a Dodge Omni, which is this little hatchback thing. But the funny thing was is that he got a little bit of money together, and he bought a base cannon and put that in the back trunk. And the strange part about it was that we didn't have anything that was like base driven, like EPMD or any of that crap. He had Pretty Hate Machine go around, and I remember when he would put it on, it would rattle this whole damn small hatchback. Mm-hmm. Well, one time that happened, and we're like, man, that's just weird. It's really rattling right now. And then it just stopped rattling. And we're like, well, whatever happened. It was great. Found out it was a damn license plate fell off. It blew the license plate off playing Down In It.
Yeah, I think that's what we got to play now. It was this album because I had this on CD, and I had Marilyn Manson, his first album up.
Oh, hell yeah.
Portrait of an American Family.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Like the really early one with the weird clay people on the front.
Yeah. Yeah. Huge.
And I remember my buddy John from high school borrowed me these CDs, and he called me. You know, I got home the day he gave them to me, and he called me, and he's like, hey, like, take the CD apart. I hid something in the back for you. And so I broke the CD open, like the back tray thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And he had put a bunch of cigarettes in there.
Are you kidding me?
I'm like, I don't smoke. I think I just threw them away.
You probably did. Yeah.
I was like, oh, I'm scared. Like, he was my age too. And he was like,
right.
But he was like, he smoked, yeah, and he wore like JNCOs. Like he had like the
huge,
he had
the big,
huge ass pants. Yeah. So I was I think I threw those away. But I blew out my parents' speakers playing that album.
Well, fuck yeah, you did. Oh yeah,
to where they were just completely shelled. And it was like my dad was like, "What happened?"
I don't know.
I think they're old. Yeah, they need new ones.
I think you need new ones.
They fell apart.
Well, that's fucking great, man. Okay, well, yeah. What do you want to play? You want to play any song? I mean,
I don't know. I can't pick.
You want to do Down In It?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
Close out with Down In It.
Like, yeah, 2024. Snails. We're down in it.
Oh man, that's fucking great. That's
we used to be above it, but now we're down in it.
Oh, this is good, man.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Well, thank you so much for tuning on in, everybody. Let's do a shot here.
Yeah, for a great new year.
Great new year. Yeah, everybody.
Let's, let's stick together.
And to those of you that are doing dry January, you can take a swig of some NA.
Yeah, do a little melted snowman with us.
Yeah, that's excellent stuff. All right. Cheers to you.
Cheers to everyone. Love you guys.